And Daf Lamedtayim Ad Aleph. We had heard in the Mishnah, Ein Amonah Nifras Minichse Yesaimim Elo Beshvuah. An Amonah cannot be Goyve Minichse Yesaimim Elo Beshvuah. Nimnu Mila Hashbiyo. Then they made a takone that they should not be Mashbiyah an Amonah. And Rashi explained, and therefore she was unable to be gave the ksuga. Is this in Rab Gamliel Azok and Shetain Eideres li Yisoyimim kol Mashi Yirtzul v'goy v'ksubosa. So Gamliel Azok made a takonim that she has a schuz gviye, afilu she doesn't swear, she makes a neder for the Yisoyimim that she asks on herself, she asks herself what the Yisoyimim want her to ask her. And then so that the nether will be a birur that she wasn't gave the ksube. So the Gemara says, and that Lamedheim Adalf, Nimnu milashbiyo, my time. Why did they stop in mashbiyo? Ilayme mishum darav kahane, damarav kahane, Omri lo, Omrav Yehuda Marav, Maise b'odem echod b'shnei batzoyres. It was a maise with a person, there was a hunger year. She hifkid dinner zov eitzel ha'almone. He gave a dinner zov for a pekodin by an almone, she should watch it for him. B'nichosoy b'kad shol kemach. She put it in the kad that she used to store her flour in. And then unintentionally, she took out kemach from this kad, not knowingly that the din of zov is in the kemach she's taking out. And she baked a pas, and she gave this pas to an oni. L'yomim bo baladina. Later the baladina came. Bamala Avili Dinri. Give me back my dinner. Amralei, perhaps it was Cheshita, she had taken it for herself. Amralei, so she told him, Yehene Sam Hamoves, Me'echad mi Borneo, Shalaisa Isha imne Neisei Midinro Choklo. One of my children should die. If I ever had Hana from your dinner, she wanted to be Misalik Dechshav, that he heard on her, so she said, I did not derive any benefit from your dinner, and she was Makalul herself. The Gemara says, Ola Bay Shvua, and Ola is also is Dine Shvua. Amru loyhoyu yomim ma'otem at shemeis echad mi boner. And because of this klola that she had, she was makabel on herself. Sheshamu chachomim bedovo. When the chachomim heard of this tragedy that had occurred, Amru ma mishenishba be'emes kach. A person swore the truth. Al sheker achas kamo v'kamo, that there will be a terrible einish. So the Gemara asked, "My time I ansho? Why was she nenash? It wasn't a shvua sheker. She swore the truth. Why was she taken nenash?" So the Gemara answers, "Di shtar shilo mokim dina. She was marviach the mokim adina." It means she wanted to give this oni a pass with a certain size. Now, if the dinner zov would not have been there, she would have added more of her flour. Since the dinner zov was there, so she gained flour. So Mamela, she was nene from the dinner. So therefore, she was nenish. the Gemara says, if that's the case, Umay Mishanishba Be'emes, so what's Pshat, you make the Mele Kavachayim, Mishanishba Be'emes Kach, Pakel, she was Nenesh, because she was Nene from the Oivi Hadina. So the Gemara says, Kamishanishba Be'emes. She thought she was swearing the Emes. She was unaware. She had no intentions of swearing false. She thought Take, she did not derive any benefit from this dinner zov, and there came about such an einish. So Memele, that is why they were, so Chazal saw such a takola came about from a shvui, from Mishen, Kemishan Ishba Bemes. So therefore, they wanted that women should not swear to be gave with exhibit. Now, can't show you la ben, so why dafka women? That's every Baal Choy that's gave me a samim, so why do they swear? So the Eitzah brings down that the Gemara knew already, the Gemara's going to mention soon, that they really were afraid that an almana that's goyva haksuba from the Yisayim, it could very well be that Bechaye Bailo, he gave her, he was matzah, sorry, he gave her something. So that is the case, so why is she goyva the ksuba? She doesn't mention part of the ksuba was paid out. Because she is another, she's Meira Heta, the Katorche Kami de Yasmi. Hosi la Ruye Hetera. The Gemara says soon that she doesn't consider that what her husband gave her as a Piroina ksuba because she has other Cheshbaina. She's taking care of the Yasmi. So Memele, so that money that was given is a partial payment of her tircha b'yisayim. That doesn't go into the payment of the ksuba. So she's accepting that payment as a payment for her tircha. So then she can honestly say, she's meira heta to say al kaponim that I never got paid the ksuba. And that money she doesn't consider as a payment of the ksuba, since she wants that money should be a payment for that which is matrich b'yisayim. So we have here a unique case that we have here a woman who's could be received payment for the ksuba, but for the services that she had, she's doing or she had done, so she's meira heta to designate that payment for the ksuba as a payment for her services. So then she feels innocent to swear, I never received anything for the ksuba. There's such a terrible chayma with a shvua. And we have this nisayan that the women think that the services they offer is a reason to accept the payment for the ksuba as a payment for the services. So the Gemara says, Yehochi, Yimishim ho, Ma'ir Yamon afilo grusha. So the Gemara held that a grusha also, she wasn't metapel with the Yisayimim, but a grusha also feels she was tereich with her husband. He gave her a get, but she thinks she did a lot for him. So Memele, so that money that he had given her, that already is, she's taking that as a payment for the tichas that she was tereich for him. So the Gemara is being mechadish that the Heiros Heter that we were chayish was only by, perhaps as a Tircha Merube, by the Yisayimim, So there, we're afraid she'll be Moira Heter and say that she had not received any payment for the Ksuba. That's to be a Satir and a Rube. By a Grusha, we weren't afraid that she will say she didn't receive anything for the tircha she was matrich for her husband. That we weren't afraid. This is a bigger mocking for a Ros Heter by Almona than by a Grusha. So therefore, by Almona, they were afraid of this a Ros Heter, and realizing the Gewaldike Sakone that comes about to a Shvuah Sheker, therefore they decided that we will not be Mashbiah because of the Kilkulam which can come out. A Grusha is not such a heroic setter, or Stamazer Baal Chayu Bechlal is no heroic setter, so there we have this Klal Aboli Porim, and it's the same, Leifrela Bishvuah, only by Almone we have this problem, is therefore Nimnu Mila Hashbiah. Let us see Rashi. Yehene Yoyo Lahamisa, Dishtar Shilamokim Dinam, Nistakra Boy Iso, that she was Marviach, that she, there was no need to have dough there, Kaive Yadina. Shimlai Haya Dina is in the Senes Oidisa Bekika, so she would have to put more Isa in the Kika. My mission is Bebemis, I love Emmet, so, Kimishin is Bemis, Ashegegasi. Neisha Oinish Shvue Merube, Nimno Milashbiya. Osele Ruya Teire Bedova Mut. A small amount she'll take for herself as a peroin for her tipple. Svura shein peroin lo, shein peroin, this is not a payment for the ksubi, she beschar teircha noit losi, she's taking this money al schar teircha. The murder kick Sav Seifer here. Sav Seifer asks, as America Maisa, this woman went to do a mitzvah. She gave a pass to an oni. And from this mitzvah, they came out, Rachman and Etzlon, a shlichus yad, a gezel, a shvuah sheker, in such a tragedy. Shema mitzvah la yeda davaro. As if Rektach Sam Sefer, how do we understand this Maisa? He says, Amrim de Kechidish. He says, if she would have given this pass, L'shem Shamayim to the Oni, it would never have occurred. But she gave this pass to the Oni for covet. Shalei L'shem Shamayim, for kert. That it's a Shnas Patsoires, and she's giving a pass to an Oni. So she got covered from other people, covered from the Oni, and that motivated her to do this. So such a tzedakah, such a mitzvah is not, there's no guarantee on such a mitzvah. The mitzvah is like a tool to get covered. His leaker intent was covered, and this is how you do it. Such mitzvahs are not Megan Midavara. That's how the Ksav Sefer says. The Ksav Sefer. Zaktaisviz, Leihoyu Yomi Mo'otim. Ve'im Taima, Umay Taima Yanish, why was she Nena, Shamrinim Ve'gimu Deshvu, so Odom Beshvu Eprat La'onus. That a person is only Oiver Ashvu, he was an Odom. He knew what he was doing. He realized what he was saying. There is an onus in his actions, so that's not called Odom B'Shvua. And the Gemara in Shvuas brings down a dugma to this, Rav Kahane v'Rav Asi. Rav Kahane v'Rav Asi both went to the Shir of Rav, and then there was a difference of opinion between them, what Rav had said. And each one was sure that Rav had said this and he swore Rav said this and Rav said this. The other one said Rav said another thing. Chayev, Potter, Osa, Mutter. V'chi Osa lekam ederav v'oma kichad minayim. He said, no, I said like one of them. Oma lo yidach v'ano b'shikri ishtaboy. So comes out, I swore false. V'oma lo yat libach hansach. No. You have nothing but the word. You thought that you, when you swore that I said this, you were under the impression I thought you said this. Libach hansach. So felt not on b'shvua. So Mamela, so Taisa says, I'm moira de kekasha. So that's what she swore. That she did not derive any benefit from this dinozov. She taka held like this. So what's wrong? The lekel amayma, the leime mayit kra hosam elo la mifta mikob. Avoin ishike will say, it's only a ptur kolm. Don't to bring a kolm, it's a mute in the parsha of kolm. But it's an aveira, and there's an oynish. So my mail is good. So he says, there's an oynish, that's why this occurred to her, that's why she lost her child. He says, so how will you understand? So when they came to Rav, they asked him, "V'anot b'shikre shtaboy." So what was the shaila? If we'll say that there is an einish, they just want to say this. So what was the shaila? "V'anot b'shikre shtaboy." So the mafoshim say that means they asked him that I'm chayv kolben. So I have to write down that. I'm chayav a kolm. She born the base of Midrash. She have to bring a kolm. That was the shaila. Like Rav Tarfon was mate when the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says Rav Tarfon was learning by a ner and he was mate the ner and he said he'll bring a chato shmeine. So that's how we'll say pshat. We'll say pshat that they asked the shaila that I have to bring a kolm. So I'm chayav a kolm. So Rav said no, I'm chayav a kolm. So don't worry about that, but Taki did an aveira. That's less mandapoli. So this is velekalameim. That's not pshat. That is not pshat. We'll see why soon. But let's go now to say what Taisvis will eventually say lekalameim. But let's explain what Taisvis wants to say. We'll say that there's a meat only in Kolm, but there's a nainish. Kida ashkechon bepeg beis de nedor. Kabi nishba levatel as ha-mitzveh. De mi boilon trei kroi. Chad le miftarei mi Kolm. Chad le miftarei mi lav. Aval einish de shvuhe shav ikin. So Tosfos wants to bring a raya that there's only a ptur kolm. There's an oynish. By nishba levatel as hamitzvos, and Tosfos wants to be medame ha'odom b'shvuos and nishba levatel as hamitzvos. Now, before we go further in Tosfos, I'd like to elaborate a little what it says in the Gemara. We have a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim. That's Vipsukim. A person was Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah. Shvuish lo yeshev Vipsukim. So there's one Pasuk Legabi Kolm. It says, Lahara Lahetiv. That's speaking about the Chiyav Avos Kolm. The Gemara Darshan's Ma'aror Rishus, Afatov Rishus, that this Pasuk is not speaking about mitzvah. He says, the pasuk that says, by a shvuas bitoy, if you're oive, you bring a kolm, this is speaking by the midi de rishus, not by midi de mitzvah. So if someone swore he won't like tefillin, and he liked tefillin, if he won't, shvuyeshe b'sukkah, and he sat in the sukkah, he's not chayav a kolm. Then there's another pasuk, lo yachol dvorei, avo meichelu lechefzei shemayim. Dvorei ein meichel, if the shvua was speaking about his private affairs, lo yachol dvorei, so he should be mechalu the dibur. Avo meichelu lechefzei shemayim, but he's speaking about chefzei shemayim, he's speaking about lo yeshev besukalei niach tvilim, that he could be meichel. That he could be mechalu the dibur. So we have over here a pasuk that is telling us that if a person made a shvua like Eishe Besuke, he's allowed to be mechalo the dibur, he sits in the sukkah. Then there's a third pasuk of Loisis Hashem Hashav. Loisis Hashem Hashem Lekecha Lashav. That is Chayiv Malkitz al shvua shav. Now, let's just So what does it say over here? A shvuas bitui creates chiyuvim on a person. Shvuah shlo yoichol kikah is in alati te kikah. Beats the kikah is even the shvuah. So, but after I have the posik layachol devorei, that is no issa chilul dibo and shvuish le'eshev besukeh. So what did he accomplish with the shvuish le'eshev besukeh? Nothing. It was lemagone. He said shvuish le'eshev besukeh. He's mechuyev to sit in the sukeh. And the shvuah didn't accomplish anything, so it's a shvuah shav. So it's a shvuah that doesn't accomplish anything. See, either she made a shvuah la'shav. So I have here three psukim. One posik I have, that he's not chayv a kolben, l'chayre if he sits in the sukkah. One posik is not chayv malkis, and one posik als l'yachol devorei, and one posik is chayv an oynish of l'y, sisa shem v'shem l'kechel l'shof for making the shvur. Now, before we go further, this Gemara lane is majadik problematic. Gemara Nedor, why do you need a posuk to tell me that if you sit in the sukkah, you're not chayv a kolben? If you're allowed to sit in the sukkah, lo yachol dvorei, avo meichelu lechefzei shamayim, so memel, if you make a shvua not to sit in the sukkah, you're not mechuyiv to be mekayim yadibu, so why does the posuk come to tell us that you're not chayv a kolben if you sat in the sukkah? If I'm allowed to sit in the sukkah, there's no issa, there's no lav, so why should I bring a kolben? This is a shreklach kasha. Keren oyre nedorim daf yizayin es the kasha. Abchaim oizer chelik beisem en nun oizayin brings down the kasha. It's a shreklach kasha. The Gemara is very shver. The Gemara says this. Tupsukim. Rav Chaim Oizer wants to say a teretz. We won't go into the complexities of the teretz, which he explains. Rav Chaim Oizer says as follows. He says, I'm going to get a teretz. And that's the chmir, what Rav Chaim Oizer says, we'll see in the Marshal on our Taismas. Rav Chaim Oizer says, that's poshut. If it says in the posik, lo yachol devorei, Avo meichel lechefzei shemayim, so that means the shvua does not shaf any dinim on him. So he's mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So I don't need the pasuk to tell me if he sat in the sukkah, he doesn't bring a kol. So what does the pasuk tell me he doesn't bring a kol? The pasuk is coming to tell me that as the iser of shav, you don't bring a kol. That means a person that's wearing a shvua like Eishay Besukeh. So this shvua is not chal, because the Layachal Dvorav Meichel Lechefzei Shemayim. So if he's amazed, Bishas he made the shvua, he knew the shvua isn't chal, he knew he's oivel. He knew Bishas when he made the shvua, he's making a shvua shav, and they were masrim, you know, you're going to make such a shvua, you'll get malkas. So he gets malkas, I'll shvua shav. But if he didn't know that there's an Isser of Shvu of Shav, or B'yayv of Shvu of Shav, and he made a Shvu of Shav, but the Maisi made a Shvu of Shav, so I don't think B'shoik, because you're being a Kol, al Shvu of Shav, not al Shvu of Bitoi. Just that the Pasuk says, no, Nishba Levat al Samitzvah doesn't bring a Kol, al Shvu of Shav. So, that's how Rav Chaim Oizer wants to be mitzadet, one teretz to say pshat in the Gemara. So, in keinem anachnu, so l'chayres, what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying, let us again see the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Avoloi neshike, could be the mir to Adam b'shvu. It doesn't say that it's mutter. There's an einish. There's no kolben. There's an einish. Kedah askem perik beis in the door. Gabi nishbe levatel asa mitzvah miboy lo antrein kroy. Chad le miftarei mi kolben. Vechad le miftarei mi lava vla yachel. Avol einish de shvu shavike. But there's an einish a shvu shavarei b'meizit. But I am amazed that he knew that it's a shvu shavu get malchus. So Tosfos understood if b'meizid he gets malchus. So even though I have a posik that if it was a shaykik and this of shvu shavu, he doesn't bring a kol, but the zichar anoinish on it. If b'meizid he get malchus, if you're shaykik, he don't bring a kol, but this will be anoinish on it. So b'meile, so Tosfos is saying, that the meat in Kolben is only a meat in Havos Kolben, but it doesn't make that it's not an Aveira. Now let us see the Marshal. This is what the Marshal means. The shvuish of Ike, there's a shvuish to the marshal is gone daf. The flamethez of it. Perish. Av shepoto mi lav the shvuish bitri. Lo yachal devoroi, there's no lav of lo yachal devoroi, he's permitted him in mechal of the dibu. Because devoroi who the ene mechal va mechal achepsu shemai. Mikomokim lav de loisisa shem hashem lekechel oshov ainy potter. You're not potter from that. You made a shvuah shov. Forget one is a sibe for the other. Since there's no shvuah bitri, so it's a shvuah shov. You show your chayv on shvuah shov. Vavloikin olav. You get malchus. Vehen kosev asmag lehedye. You get malchus al shvuah shov. Veim kain memele b'shaygik. That means Tosfos saying if you're getting malchus b'meizid, so al kolchach if it was a shaykik there's an einish. If it's a beveirin it gets malchus b'meizid, but shaykik is an einish. I don't possibly say you don't bring a kolben. You don't bring a kolben for this beveirin. But there's an einish. L'chayre dachs mit Rav Marshal. Amor de kerei dachs mit Rav Chaim Oizer. So Tosfos says, so that's the same thing in Adam B'Shvuah. Adam B'Shvuah does not mean that if a person was Liboy Onsoi, it does not mean that it's not a day. He swore Shvuah Sheker over there. That's a Shvuah Sheker. So, but you don't bring a Kolben on this Shvuah Sheker. So you don't bring a Kolben, but not bringing a Kolben does not mean that it's Gonish mit Gonish. It's only a meeting Kolben. So Tosfos says, Lekalameimet. No, Anshuldik, that you're wrong. That's not Pshat. So Tosfos proves it in two ways. Number one, the Libach Onzach, they asked the Kasha, Ano b'shikri shtaboy? So he said, so yeah, did I swear sheker? Va'om alei, at Libach Onzach. Mashme v'lein ishbata l'sheker. The Lashon of Rav is not mashme. He is I'm not shikri shtaboy, so you have to say, that's I'm a mechuyva kolben. She said, no, kolben, you don't, not mechuyva. So let him say this, I didn't know the mechuyva, you're not mechuyva kolben. But at liba chonsach, it would seem that's nothing. You have nothing what to worry about. The rehitis loshna gemorah, it would seem it's no avera whatsoever. That's a deek in the loshna of Rav. The Gemara brings Rav Kana v'Avasi a shvuah shkoges. Sanya b'Gemara k'shem shenidrei shkoges mutorois. Kach shvuah shkoges mutorois. Meforish what shvuah shkoges? K'derav Kana v'Avasi. the mashme, the mutores. If the Gemara says mutores, a fulainish like, it doesn't say that, that it's a yipota to bring a korban, a mutores. So now it's schwer. So from the theme stack here, first of all, we have a kasha that the Adam b'shvue there's no issur whatsoever. At libach onsoch means that there's no avera, there's nothing, there's no einish. So we have to understand our Gemara. But before we come to understand our Gemara, Tosis did bring a Gemara that it would seem it's only a p'tur korban, but there's an einish. Vleidami lenishba levatalas hamitzvah dikainish shvueshov. The hosam mi there's an einish of shvueshov. The hosam mi boilam beiskoi echel lemifta shaygik mikolm. Ve'echt ve'echel lemifta meizin mimalkis. Shepoter shaygik legamri poter im einish mikolm. Vadin gabi odam b'shvue prat lonas the poter legamri. So what is Tosfos answering? So let us see the mashal. The mashal says, "I'm going to kazach." Vim kain. Let's see again. The kasha place was us. Memela b'shaygik nami. If b'meizi to get malkes, so b'shaygik. There should be a nainish. You're not have a call. There should be a nainish. For my isha shoygigin, should zrichin kapore. Al ze omer lekamo, vloidonik, nei di ka einish to shvue shav ala meizit, aval beshoygig pota legamri. So lechayre, so te marshal lo emshatin toisvis, and I don't say it's a kosov, a p'tur korban. A korban you don't bring, but it's an aveira. No. If it would be an aveira, you'd bring a korban. And the Torah was megal, if you were unaware of the Isra of Shavuot Shav, and the Torah says you don't bring a korban, the Torah means b'shaygik, there's no aveira whatsoever. Not a p'tur korban. That means p'tur korban is a giloi, that it's not an aveira. If you knew that there's an Issa Shavuot Shav, that will give you Malkus. Then it's an Aveire. The Aveire of Loisisa Shem Hashem Alekech Loshav is if you know that you're being nice Shem Hashem Loshav and you made the Shavuot, that's an Aveire and you get Malkus. But if you didn't know, you were a Shaygik, so not only you don't have to bring a Kolben, but it's nothing. That's how the Mashalans Pshat and Tais is that. So Mamela, so Tosfos says, so just like we say over there, that the p'tur korban is not only a gilui, I don't have to bring a korban, but it's an agilui that v'shaygik, it's nothing, it's not an aveira. It's not an aveira. So who adin ha'odom b'shvue? If I don't bring a korban, so the gili is not, it's not an aveira. It's nothing. So we're back where we started from. So why did a nainish occur to her? That's pshat and Tosfos according to the Marsha. V'yeshloima, the hoche gabi pekodin, ave lo lizor yaisa l'shamrei heitev, the Tosfos Rosh is the have lo lasuki adaito, Now we have to understand what Tosfos is answering. Now, L'chayre Tosfos is answering as follows, which the Achrayim are, it's also a Shreklach HaChiddush Tosfos is saying. L'chayre, in the case of Rav Asi and Rav Kahana, they went to the Shia. They both paid attention to the shir. somehow one misinterpreted or didn't pay so much attention, and he made a mistake. He misunderstood what Rav said. So Rav said, Liba Hansach, that means you tried your best and you were listening to the best of your capabilities, and somehow you didn't hear well or something, or maybe it became because you weren't in conscience, but Al Kaponim, you did to the best of your capabilities, Libo Chantzach. So L'chayre, we would say the same things up here also. She had no idea that she was Nene from the dinner. So Taisva says, L'chayre gabi pekot havelo lizo yoyso l'shamroi heitev, da havelo suki adaito shatovi lideshvur. That means, let's go back to Rav Kahana Ravasi. Rav Kahana Ravasi, when Rav Kahana was listening to the shir, he had no idea that Ravasi is going to say that Rav said like this. I mean, he's listening and Ravasi is listening, and he has no idea that there will be such a difference of opinion between him and Rav, and between him and Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, what Rav said. Later, there was a difference of opinion, so each one was 100% sure what he heard was right, so they swore. But before the Shia, there was no reason for each one of them to believe that there'll be a need of Shvuah. And therefore, you have to take notes, or whatever it is. I mean, they were unaware that this would occur. That means the matzav that occurred later was not known to them. Bishas, the circumstances occurred that brought this matzav later. That means later there was a matzav that there was a difference of opinion between them at Rav said. And they didn't know before that this was going to happen. And since this difference of opinion arose, so each one wanted to show how sure he is that Rav said this, so they swore. But before this year, they didn't know Bechlal, there'll be a need to swear. So they listened to the best of their capabilities, and Bafal Pekin, they made a mistake. That's called Liba Hansoch. There's no problem on that. But over here, she was given a pekodin. She had to realize that if she won't end up with returning the pekodin, she'll have to swear. So therefore, it was mutal on her to take extra precaution in order to know what that this should not come about. Since she was careless in the shmir of the pekodin, that's why the shvuah came about. So even though bishas the shvuah, she's under the opinion she didn't have hanor, it's libach onsach, but the ptur von adam bishvuah means that the cause that brought about the oinus also should not be pshiyoscha. Then there's a ptur of libach onso. But if the cause that brought about this matzav was ashtikal harpshiya, she should have realized that this will occur. She'll have to swear later. She'll have to rectify herself later to show the, I mean, she was given a pekodin, and she'll have to rectify this later. So that was matel on her. So if she would have done what she should have done, this einus would never have occurred. So memele, that is not called a ptur of libach onsach, which is a measure of the chiddush what Taisus is saying, that it's only libach onsach if from before you were unaware that you had to take precautions. So that's called libach onsach. But if before you were aware you should take better precautions, and you didn't take better precautions, and because of this, the whole Shvuah Sheker came about. If you would have taken better precautions and not put the dinner in the Katshel Kemach, you'd put it someplace else, so this never would have occurred. So therefore, this oynis is an oynis abo machmas apshia, and there's no ptur of libachonzach. That's a psalcher the chiddush of Taisvus. The Moriah Hetere, ulekach nimnu milashbia, sh'oynis shvua merube, ba'oynis shvua is merube, elo bahadore. So they said, they were madara, v'lechomo kulihai. Neder is not so. That means we still have the same Meire Hetere. We have still the same that women could be saying with a straight face, I never got anything, even though she knows she got, but that's not called I got for the Ksuba, because I deserve this for my Tilcha with the Yesayimim. But this is not a Choma de Koinish, so it's a Biro. This, so for the Schus Ligvais Me Yesayimim, it's not of a Biro. Afalpikin, it's not so dangerous, because the Oynish of Neder is not as great as the Oynish of Shua. V'ach v'zman hazeh, tiknu l'kabul cheirin b'mokim shvu shle Oynish godul kol kach. Now we have a different Seder, m'kabul cheirin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav Yirmiya Barabe, Rav Shmuel Domri Tavayu, Loishanu elo bebez. This, that what it says, nimnu mila hashbiya, is that we don't give her shvuas hadayonim. Avuchutz lebezn mashbiya noisa. Avuchutz lebezn we mashbiya. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says as follows. Chutz lebezn mashbiya isa. So Rashi says, Sheshvuas adayonim shel Torah. Now, Rashi, let's explain what Rashi is saying like this. When Bezdin is mashbiya, Shvuas adayonim, which Bezdin is machayit, the chiyuv shvue, the tachsisi ashvua are a shvue shel Torah. What's the taish ashvue shel Torah? The noket sefer Torah biyodei. So number one, you have to have an akitas chayfet shal mitzvah or tefillin. Number one. And number two, umashbiya lo b'shem oy bekinui. And you have to be mashbiya b'shem. Keda ashkem b'avrom simna yodcho mashbiyacha b'shem. So we see the tzure of what the Torah considered a shvua. He says, a shvut is a chaymer of askoras Hashem and a chaymer of nekitas chayfetz. And that shvut is ein shom meruba. V'chutz lebezn, shvut derabono, that's not a shvut shel Torah. It means without askoras Hashem, it doesn't have a din of a shvut shel Torah. It's a klol asor, blinoket midi, vein ein shin kol kach. So memele, so the Gemara is saying as follows, nimdul ashbiya, that means, they will not give a shvuas ad dayonim, which has to have a tzure of a shvuas ad toire, which includes these two protem, nekitas chayfetz and askoras Hashem. But a shvuas chutz lebezn, that means it's not a shvuas ad dayonim, it's a shvuas, it's a type of a biru, it's not so chomo. And this shvuas, and shul shvuas chutz lebezn. So the Mephoshim ask a kasha. Rasim the Rajba speaks this out. That, I mean, this is a halacha. Ein amonim nefras menichsi yisoymen elo b'shvua. Now, this shvua, what it says in the Mishnah, this is a shvua sadayonim. This is a shvua sadayonim. The Mishnah says, v'kel, or abo livcha menichsi yisoym livcha elo b'shvua. That means you have to, so this is a shvua sadayonim, which even though this is a shvua midar abonon, but a shvua sadayonim has a chaymer of ekitas chayfetz naskoras Hashem. So now, so We make us wear not a shvuas adayon, chutz lebezn. So it doesn't have all the chayme. Fine, it doesn't have all the chayme. We don't have to worry about that a calamity will occur. But the shvuah is not mevara. I mean, this whatever you need a shvuah darabono, whenever you need all shvuas adayonim that Chazal or Machayev to swear, so you have to swear the shvuah properly. And the shvuah is Nikita's chayfetz as kol Hashem. That shvuah is mevara. If a person makes a great B shvuah, so no calamity will occur, but you don't have a bitter either. So how can she be doive? How can she be doive from the Yisayimim, Nichsa Yisayimim? You don't have the bitter that the Mishnah was mechayt. Ein isha, ein amani frashu su ela b'shvua. Means that shvua, shvua deraisa. That's what the Rishayim asked. So the Rishayim answered a beautiful text. But his kid Rav Gamliel is okay. That we can't have the shvuas adayonim because there will be people, tragedies will be occurring one after the other. So they made a takana by an almona, a smaller beer is sufficient. A neder is not a shvuas adayonim, but it's a type of a beer, and that was takanas Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi say, we can't say adin yikri besahor because we have a tremendous problem. She has to get her ksube. We have to be mevara, she never got paid, and we can't let her swear. So we have to be nachsin and dalge. In order to solve the problem, we have to say, let her make a neder. So the Gemara says, so now, noch takonas on Gamil, so a birur gorua is also sufficient. So I'll tell you another birur gorua. Let her swear chutz lebezn. So it's not a shvuas adayonim. It's without Nikita's chayv. It's without his kol Hashem. But it's not worse than a biru of neder. So it shall be goyva with a shvuah chutz lebezn. That is what the Gemara is saying. Ainu. So the Gemara says, this memre b'shem Rav that you're saying, that Rav says that you could be mashbi'a chutz lebezn, but Rav le'magvi, Ksube la amalte. We have a cloud. We'll see that Rav never was gave a ksube for an almone. So according to you, why not? You tell me Rav says you can be gave a ksube chutz lebez. Now I saw an ater Shmuel. He has two mahalchim. What's that kipshat in Rav? Okay, we have a stira. What's that kipshat in Rav? So, one mahalach, he wants to say that Rav held that a shvue without a Nikita's chayfet, without a skalshem, is also very dangerous. I mean, that's we'll never make a shvue. That's pshat in Rav. Let's just say this mahalach. It'll be very good in the later Gemara to say this mahalach. So the Gemara says kashe. Good kasha, I don't know pshat. I mean, here, they're saying, Rabbi Yirmi Barabe, Omar Yudam, Rabbi Yirmi Abbe, that the Rav said that you can mashbiya a shvuah chutz lebezn. We know for Rav le magnik subala malta. It's a good kasha. Besura masnachi, they learned like this, and they had a kasha. Benado masnachi, and let her be goyva. I mean, that's the konus am gamliel, so. And the Gemara, Vishoni the Rav, Kili Nidre. In the times of Rav, Nidor became killed by people. So Memele, so Rav held, so Rav was Avedaitis. That means like this, a Shvur, we can't be, the women are my Reheta. So we can't permit any Shvur. I feel a Shvur Chutzlebezn, because a Shvur Chutzlebezn is also never could bring about tremendous tragedies. So we can't give her a Shvur. No, what? We should give another. Man Rav and the Dorim were. So we don't have a biru with the neder. We can't be going from the Yisayim with the biru of neder. Bizman Rav Gamliel Hazokin, a neder meant something. Some of Elos Musakin. So we'll rely on this biru. Even though it's not as strong as a shvu, but it's a biru. Bishoni the Rav, it wasn't a biru to rely on. Some of Fafal. So the, that they never were able to be goyve with a, from the Yishayim. Let us see what Rashi says. The magic sube mishum de nimnanu milashbiya. Miso le shabachot lebezn legvayik sabosol. Adrek in sami beres yisayim akoma sheyirzu. Kile nidri. Kalim hoyu nidorim beineim laver aleim hilkach leisamchinen anidra lagbiyil. So this is not sufficient biro that we should be able to be goyver with the biro of neder. Let us see Taisus. Lo shano elo bebezn perish bekuntres. Chamire mishum dahave bankut echepze. Vikainish tvei. Fine. For ho da omar ba'akaisev. I pikeyichu maisi lo lidei shvur di reise. And there's a very interesting Gemara there. The Gemara says in Ksubis Taf Peiches that if, let's say, a husband, kindness, he paid up to Ksubis. She's money from the husband, and she says, no, you didn't pay up to Ksubis. And he has an Eid Echad that witnessed how he paid up to Ksubis. So she has to swear to be Makrish Eid Echad. This is a Shvur de Rabbonim. It's not a Shvur de Reis. But he has an Eid Echad that saw the Peroin of the Ksubis. So the Gemara says, Ipikeyachu, now, this person who has an Eid Echad, he doesn't know what a Ashiras he has. There's an Eitzah, we won't go into the Eitzah what he has, but with the Seich Echad Maisi Loli De Shvur De Reise. With the Seich Echad, again, some Maisi, he could make us swear a Shvur De Reise. That means, Samazai, if he tells her, Neid Echad, so I paid you, and she says, oh, you didn't pay me, it's a Shvur De Rabbona. But with the Seich Echad, it will make a whole dreidel, he can make us swear with the Seich Echad a Shvur De Reise. So Rashi says over there, what's a Shvur de Reise? What's the... So Rashi says, Loike Moshe Pesh Bekuntres, Tanach Gemina Bein de Reise, or the Rabbonu, Lenin and Kuti Chevtze. So Rashi says, oh, now that's the Pikres. Nah, that's a Shvur de Rabbonu. You don't need Natilus Chayfes, Nikitus Chayfes. But if they be a Pikeich, you can make a Shvur de Reise, you need Nikitus Chayfes. So this Rashi, as this Rashi, this is a spirit of Rashi. Ah, Rashi said, every Shavuos of the Yonim is Menekitus Chayfes. Elo yesh lechalek bein deraisa lederabonon, kemoshim meforosh ba'oruch de Shavuos deraisa avi bekibui deiris. And a Shavuos deraisa, there was a setting, it was made in the dark. That means, in that had the... So when a person had to make a shvuah and it's in the dark and it was more scary. That was the memele. So that's the chilek between a shvuah derais and a shvuah dayonim. V'hoid berei shvuah sadayonim afar shchilek bein derais l'drabon. The Gemara says in shvuah sadayonim over chilukim in shvuah derais and drabon. So memele, if one is a choshed or epech shvuah, there's different chilukim. So that what the Gemara says in Ksubis Ibekeach, that means it could be negeya other halachas, that he could be maviach if it's a shvur deraisa. So that is pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis, not the way Rashi says over there, because the way Rashi says over there, Rashi says himself what he says over here.